Welcome, everybody, to the Win Anyway podcast. This is, well, I don't know who that was, but this is Rich Hopkins. Welcome to the Win Anyway podcast. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts lately, and they all start with bumper music or some other announcer with a great voice, with lots of little pithy quotes and motivational sayings and sometimes even little jingles. I don't know, what could I do? Win anyway, you just... Now, see, I'm not musical at all. I can sing, although I didn't show it there, but I don't know. Should I get some bumper music, guys? Should I get some sort of intro from some big movie theater, movie preview kind of voice? Or should I just stick with being who I am? Stick with greeting you with, hey, welcome back to the Win Anyway podcast. Is that okay? Is just me okay? Or do you want some fancier music? Do you want some fancier bumper stuff? Well, we're not going to have it this time, but I'm glad that you are here. I'm glad that you have stopped by the Win Anyway podcast. Actually not waiting as long this time as I did last time between podcasts. Going to see if we can actually get this back to at least a weekly happening. What's happening this week? If we're going to do a weekly happening, well, what is happening now? I have been paying attention, sort of, in the periphery of my mind, the World Cup. You know, that soccer match thing they're doing down in Brazil. Or I guess I should call it football. It's the world's biggest sport, right? But I hate soccer. I don't like non-American football, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a personal thing. I think it goes all the way back to growing up, and, you know, I was always slow. My limp never made me somebody who could kick things very well or stay balanced. You know, I couldn't kick with my left foot. I didn't have enough push-off. I couldn't get it anywhere. And if I tried to kick with my right foot, well, my left foot usually meant... it wasn't stable, so I couldn't quite get the kick to do what I wanted to do. And forget about actually dribbling the ball. I don't know if you went to gym class like I did, and they had these drills where you had to dribble the ball from one foot to the next, but I was pretty hopeless at that. So I got stuck at goalie. You know, not exactly. You know, that's where all the kids who can't play soccer get put. Go stand in front of the goal. And I wasn't very good at that either, because I wasn't large, I wasn't quick, I wasn't tall, and I just had to count on the fact that people didn't get over to my end all that often. But when they did, well, they usually scored. Which means that I could not be somebody like Tim Howard. I think that's the name. Gosh, I've looked it up enough times. But this guy, this Tim Howard guy... For the U.S. soccer team, the U.S. football team, is a national hero. Our last match, right? Okay, so if you haven't been paying attention, let's look at the World Cup. Okay, so the first round was a round robin, and we were all put in groups, and then people would come out of the groups to go into this group of 16, the knockout round, where the first loss and you're out. Well, the U.S. Had a, I guess for them, a stellar group session. They were called the Group of Death, and yet they won a game, they lost a game, and they drew in one of the matches. And that, I guess for us, is really, really awesome. And we made it to the round of 16, where we then were to play Belgium. And Belgium's a really good team. Okay, they're better than us. But most of the teams, apparently, I haven't watched a single bit of the World Cup. I've listened to sports radio. I've heard a lot of different opinions. I've seen the news. But I guess the U.S. really just isn't all that great on a world stage. But we're, in a sense, better than we've been. But okay, so we're playing Belgium, and we got killed, basically. I mean, it's 2-1. Yeah, you have two goals scored against you in soccer, in football, and that's kind of a blowout. And we were down 2-0, and then we scored a goal, and we pushed them a little bit. I guess it went into extra time, which I think is different from overtime. But the big hero is the goalie, because even though he allowed two scores, he blocked 16 attempts. And 16, so I guess there were 18 attempts, and he stopped 16, didn't stop two, but 18 attempts in a game is apparently a whole heck of a lot, because that's the most goals blocked in the history of the World Cup, or at least the recorded history of the World Cup. And so now Tim Howard is this national celebrity. He's going on talk shows. He's on the news. Barack Obama called him, our president. The Secretary of Defense called him, because for a little bit on Wikipedia, Tim Howard was actually listed as the United States Secretary of Defense. You know, he's coming home. He's going to no doubt have all sorts of different opportunities to endorse products, to really make some appearances. He's famous. I mean, he's set probably for the rest of his life just based on the fact that he was the best goalie we've ever had. And yet, we lost. And he gave up two goals. What a perfect example of winning anyway. Wow, I can't think of a better example. Because, okay, his team lost, but he won. The soccer team as a whole is a great example of winning anyway, because even though we lost, heck, we only won one game, we drew a game, and we lost two games. And yet people are saying, hey, the United States is great, great effort. Wow, you've really worked hard, and this new coach, you know, we might have some opportunity 4 years from now in the next World Cup, and we're on the way up. We're doing what we need to do. Wow. So as when it comes to at least the U.S. men's soccer team, we are all willing to win anyway, to look at the positive, to choose our victories, to decide that even though we didn't win and that we really, frankly, didn't do all that great, we still did better. We still won. We still found our victories. That even though he gave up two goals, he blocked 16, and so Tim Howard has been winning anyway, and he's going to continue to win anyway. That's what it's about, people. You can't always win everything. You can't always block every goal. You can't always hit every goal you set for yourself, but you can put forth more effort and have greater success than you have had in the past, and look at that and decide it's a victory. Winning anyway. It's all about choosing your own victory. So there you go. Tim Howard, you are my win anyway warrior of the week. And that may be something I look at every week now, or every other podcast, something like that. Let's look at some win anyway warriors. Are you a win anyway warrior? Are you somebody who's doing something and using the right attitude and defining your victories? You know, let me know. If you know somebody who is one, let me know. Maybe I can interview them. Maybe I should call Tim Howard. Maybe he'd go on my podcast. I don't know. I'm not that well known yet. I'm not getting millions of listeners all over the world, as some of the other podcasters out there say. But eventually, you know, maybe he'll come on to my little old podcast. Win Anyway Warriors is actually a concept I came up with about a year and a half ago. I was working on a radio show, and we were going to do Win Anyway Warrior interviews, and the situation didn't work out as well as I would have liked it to, and timing just wasn't right. I actually have a couple of Win Anyway interviews. I think they might be up on my YouTube channel. I used to have a Win Anyway Warrior blog that didn't last very long. Maybe it's time to revive that, to see what I can come up with and integrate it into this podcast. So if you know anybody who can be a Win Anyway Warrior, let me know. So I said all that really just because it was off the top of my head, and it made me I really have watched him and what our goalie did, what our soccer team did, and I thought, wow, this is a great example. But on the other hand, I'm sitting here in July 3rd. Okay, where in the world did June go? June just disappeared. So my mom came out, I had my birthday, I lost some weight, which I've kind of since gained again, although I'm back on my way down, and I've got like 40, what have I got? Okay, so I got 28 plus 17 is 38, 45 days until I leave for Kuala Lumpur for the Toastmasters International annual conference where I'll be competing in the semifinals and hopefully the finals of the World Championship of Public Speaking. And I don't have a speech. The time is just disappearing. I'm going a little bit crazy. The last time I delivered a couple of potential speeches, I got hammered. The feedback was just, it was pretty severe. You know, even the speech that won the district got some pretty bad feedback. So, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as good a speech as I thought it was. But, you know, as I said in a podcast several weeks ago now, you just got to take feedback and decide what you want to keep and decide what you want to throw away and move forward. Right now, I think I'm keeping most of it and getting rid of the speeches themselves, and it's time for me to write some new speeches. I start going around to various Toastmasters clubs next week to practice speeches that, frankly, I have yet to write. I do a lot of behind the scenes. I've got a behind the scenes blog called Road to the Championship. And only people who actually help donate to my cause end up getting access to that blog. I've got a GoFundMe out there where I'm trying to raise some money so that I can eat and have some extra money while I'm out there in case anything happens. I just want to make sure everything is safe. And going to Kuala Lumpur is not in my annual budget. Married, six kids, my annual budget pretty much all goes to them. So Kuala Lumpur, I'm kind of relying on donations. And you can find my, just go to GoFundMe and search Rich Hopkins. I'll probably put a link up under this on my blog at richanyway.blogspot.com. You can also go to speakanddeliver.com. And there'll be a link there if you want to donate to my cause. But, I'm not out here to beg for money. I just want to let you know that that exists. Where has the time gone? Well, you know, time goes where it always goes. I'm sure you're thinking that all the time. You know, tomorrow's July 4th. It's the holiday weekend. We're past half the year. Now what? Oh, my gosh, we got to start thinking about Thanksgiving. We got to start thinking about Christmas. We're probably already going to have Christmas ornaments in the stores within like a few days. We're always looking forward, and sometimes we're always looking back. And it's easy to forget about today. It's really easy to plan for tomorrow. Well, I'll start that speech tomorrow. I've got busy things I got to do today. I got to coach people. I got to go to Toastmasters meeting. And I need to make sure people get to karate. You know, I got to make sure that I spend time with my kids. I need to write a blog. Oh, I need to record a podcast. So tomorrow I'll start the speech. Then tomorrow, it'll have all its own things. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're trying to write a speech or you've got a presentation to create, a proposal to create, if you need to go make sales calls, if you need to get something done for work that, you know, doesn't necessarily have a deadline, or maybe it does, but the deadline's in the future and you just keep putting it off day after day after day. Well, there's always going to be something else you can do. If nothing else, there's the next level of Candy Crush. If nothing else, there's trying to get to the top of your leaderboard in Bejeweled. There's Call of Duty. There's Arkham Asylum on the PlayStation 3. There's always something you can do other than some of the things that you really, really want to do. And I'm finding myself a little bit in that trap. And so I'm doing this podcast. I'm getting it done. I'm commiserating a little bit with you, but I know that I'm in control. You know, I make sure I go work out every day, or at least almost every day. I make sure that happens. It's important to me. I make sure that I eat every day. That's important to me. I make sure that I sleep every day. I make sure that I spend a little bit of time with my wife every day. Well, if it's important, you do it. And sometimes if it's important, you don't do it because it's so important, you think you're not ready to do it yet. Because it's important, but it's also hard. And you aren't sure if you're going to get the results you want. See, people say, well, if it's important, you should just do it. We do the important things. But we don't always do the important things because we get worried that we're going to do them wrong, that we're not going to finish them, that we're not going to get the approval we need for them. And I'm really kind of on that page right now for this speech because everyone I take it to, they're going to find something wrong with it because essentially that's their job. I'm going to people for feedback, and so they want to find a way to help me, so they're going to find something wrong with the speech. And it's never going to be a championship speech until it wins. You know, I could give the same speech and take second and take or versus taking first, and people will suddenly say, well, that, you know, it's not good enough. But if it wins first, even if it's the exact same speech, then suddenly it's a great speech. You know, you go out with a sales presentation, and sometimes that sales presentation is going to work, and it's going to be the best sales presentation ever. But that exact same sales presentation, maybe it doesn't work. And so suddenly what? Is the sales presentation not good anymore? You know, maybe it was just the day. Maybe the person you're trying to sell had a bad day. Maybe they're in a hurry. You know, maybe they just lost a whole bunch of money in Vegas, so they can't buy whatever it is you're selling. The same thing happens with a speech, at least in a competitive environment. You know, maybe the judges had a bad day. Maybe they don't, you know, maybe you're talking about your mom and they had a bad relationship with their mom, and so they can't identify with you. And so you lose two or three of the judges and you lose by a point in your contest. It doesn't mean you had a bad speech. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, is I know I can write a good speech. I can go out and I can give a great keynote and people will be happy. But right now, I'm under pressure to win. I need to win my semifinal, and then I need to go win the finals. People are expecting it. This is my eighth time. I've gone to the World Championship twice. I've taken third in the world. People think this is my year. But there are 90 other speech contestants that also have people who think it's their year. Other people who've gone, you know, maybe not as many times as I have, maybe more. People who have placed higher. I'll be competing in my semifinal against a man from Malaysia who took second in the world 2 years ago. So I'll be on his home turf trying to take over that mantle from him and get a chance to get to go to the World Championship, where I'll then be taking on who knows who. There are plenty of people in the semifinals who have been to the World Championship before. Frankly, a lot of people who win the World Championship have never competed before. They've never been to the world stage before. So experience is no guarantee. The point is, I need to win, or at least that seems to be the goal. But like the U.S. soccer team, I don't have to win to be successful. I don't have to even win my semifinal to be successful. I just need to go out there and give a good speech. I need to change some people's lives. I need to be who I am, give forth my full effort. And even if I don't win, I need to win anyway. And maybe this podcast is all about me. Maybe it's all for me. Maybe I just needed to encourage myself to get my perspective fixed so that I can go home and start writing again. What about you? Do you need your perspective fixed? Is there something you're putting off, something that's important that you're just too worried about to actually do? Quit putting it off. Because just like June has disappeared, July is going to disappear. This day is going to disappear unless you do what you want to do with it. Well, it's still going to disappear, but it's going to disappear and you're going to be disappointed tomorrow when you haven't gotten done what you want to get done if you don't get moving and do it today. So this is my pledge. I'm going to spend some time today writing a speech. I don't care if it's any good, but I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a speech, and we're going to keep moving. Tim Howard, thank you for inspiring me. U.S. soccer team, thank you for inspiring all of the United States. Thank you for putting up a great fight, showing the world what it means to win anyway. Thank you, listeners, for being here. I hope you subscribe, whether you're on iTunes or on Podomatic. You can subscribe to my blog at richanyway.blogspot.com and keep up to date not only with these podcasts, but with my blog posts. Different things that I put up, including my weight loss journal almost every week. Leave a comment. Tell me what you want to talk about. Tell me who a Win Anyway Warrior is that you know. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Tell me you hate it. Tell me you love it. But give me something to work with so that I know that you're out there wherever you are, if all you do is leave a comment and say, hey, it's Bob in Saudi Arabia, that'd be great. I want to know who you are, who's listening to this podcast. Thank you. Talk to you next week. Until then, of course, as always, win anyway.